Nearly 30 minutes after day two of Patriots minicamp ended, only one player remained on the field. Defensive end Trey Flowers stayed for some one-on-one drills. Trey versus technique.
You know, it's not about being the last one on the field. It's just about, you know, perfecting my craft. If I see something wrong with it, just continue to work on it. You know, that's one of the things I take pride in. I mean, count myself as a humble guy, not too high on myself, but, I'm just a hard worker.
Flowers blossomed in 2016 as one of the Patriots' most threatening linemen, his second-year season culminating in a crucial Matt Ryan sack to prevent a clinching field goal in Super Bowl 51. But Flowers wasn't done there.
Just wanted to be the best. That's the things that motivates me the most. Just, you know, wanting to be the best person I could be, best player I could be. Wanting to, you know, give my team opportunity to win, you know, games and be productive.
A quiet giant, lauded for his length and quickness, Flowers says it's his own teammates pushing him to put in the extra work.
You know, trying to perfect my craft each and every day. You know, I watch film and see something I need to work on, or see something that, you know, maybe the offensive line, you know, picked up on some of my tendencies, so, you know, I could kind of change them up or have a counter off of it and, just try to get better. So.
Expectations for 2017 are high, but Flowers holds no one's opinion higher than his own.
Expectations are always high for myself. I'm a firm believer that, you know, no one should have higher expectations for you than yourself, you know, because, you know, I'm a own worst critic, and you know, I'm gonna critique myself and I'm gonna want the best out of myself. So, it don't matter if it's high for everybody else, it's definitely high for me.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.